somebody's probably thinking, aren't you going to have a special? Well, this whole service has been special.
Amen.
And we'll mix it up a little bit this morning, have a special song at the end. How about that? Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
I'm so full this morning over just hearing the news. Good news from a far country. Amen. The Lord is still on his throne. He's not done. Somebody said, how do you know the Lord's not done? He hasn't come back yet. As soon as he's done saving sinners, he'll come back. And the more I hear about sinners being saved, the more it excites me, because we're getting that much closer to the last one. I've always said, I'd like to be the one that led the last soul to the Lord. We get caught up in the rapture, and I can say, I caused all this. Amen. Man, for people being saved. Thank you, Brother Lamar. I can't imagine going to Egypt. I can't imagine that. I go to Philadelphia and I think I'm in another country. That's the truth. I am. It is another country. But hallelujah. Brother Warren, thank you. Brother Jason, thank you. And the ladies home this morning, that was a blessing, Brother Lamar. And it's just been good. But I want to, I'm just going to bootleg a little bit this morning. If you don't know what that means, some of you think it means something totally different. If you don't know what that means I'm just going to talk to you for a few minutes. I don't really have a sermon. I do, but the Lord changed my mind and changed my heart this morning. And we're going to talk about missions just for a minute. So I want you to take your Bible and turn to Matthew chapter number 28. Matthew chapter number 28, the last chapter of the book of Matthew. Are y'all doing okay? Say amen.
Amen.
Thank God. I wonder how many of you, be honest, I want you to raise your hands and say, right now, I actively support missions in some way. That's embarrassing. That's not near enough. That's not near enough. You say, preacher, I can't afford it. You'd be amazed at what you could afford if you'd allow the Lord to use you a little bit. Amen. I want somebody to get excited about having a part. Amen. I want to read you some facts. For all Christian missionaries, both around the world and here at home in the United States, it's estimated that there are between 400 and 430,000 missionaries. That's all. Is that not correct, Brother Lamar? No, it is something like it. He's shaking his head. I thought, oh, I made a mistake. Somewhere around 430,000 missionaries worldwide. That's almost a half a million men and women. And then you add to that their families. There's no telling what that number really actually is.
Yeah.
That depend on churches just like this to do what they do each and every day of their life.
Amen.
Thousands of Christians are killed every year simply because of their faith. Let me just stop right there and say thank God for America.
Amen.
I love America. I love our country. And we're not going to take a knee when that flag is unveiled. And that national anthem is sung. We'll stand. We'll put our hand over our hearts and act like we got good sense. Y'all all right? Just so you know where we stand. I love America. I love America because I can stand and do what I'm doing this morning. And I don't have to have armed guards standing at every door. I'm not worried about the law coming and putting handcuffs on me and putting me in jail because I opened the King James Bible and pronounced that Jesus saved. Not only have I not got to worry about going to jail this morning, I ain't got to worry about getting my head cut off. I used to have somewhere, and I probably still do, I'd have to hunt it. I watched it one time and put the thing away and never looked at it again. I had, I'm trying to remember his name, it'll hit me in a minute. He has the Revival Fires magazine. Dennis Cole, Brother Dennis Cole. We were on an airplane together, and he gave me a DVD, and he said, when you're alone, watch this. And I put that DVD in the DVD player, and I watched it for a few minutes, and it was just killing after killing after killing. They showed the Muslims over in Iraq or somewhere over there. They took a guy, because he pronounced Christ as his Savior. They held his hair back like that and took a knife and literally sawed his head off. There were probably 2,000 people standing around watching, shouting and chanting, Allah, Allah, Allah. happens every day.
Yeah.
It's out of sight and out of mind. We got a government that pretends it doesn't happen. But it happens. Study says that an average of one Christian is killed every 6 minutes. How many of God's children have been murdered since we started this service this morning? That's sober. When you just stop and give that a little bit of thought, man, that's sober. We watched not very long ago, even on our national news, where they were throwing Christians off of cliffs just because they believe in Jesus. Simply for their faith. The average missionary is away from home for at least 2 years, but often even longer. Last year, I thought this was pretty interesting. Brother Philip gave me this stuff. He had this prepared for our Sunday school classes this morning. Last year, Americans spent more money. Now, hang on till you sleep. Americans spent more money on Halloween costumes for their dogs than we spent on missions.
Yes.
Amen.
Costumes for dogs. People are dying, going to hell all around the world. Just a few little facts this morning. I'm going to read some scripture and share a thought with you. We are a missionary Baptist church.
Amen.
Not as a denomination or you get out of this area and you get up in the north and in the Midwest. Missionary Baptist Church is kind of like the Southern Baptist Church. It's an organization. We're not a part of that organization. We are Missionary Baptist in the sense that we believe in, preach, and support missions worldwide,
amen,
both home and abroad. Amen.
Yes,
we are a Missionary Baptist Church. We have some 30 missionaries. Is that 26 missionaries that we support every single month. And by support, we mean we pray for them and we also send them a check every single month. That's how they live. Amen. But I want you to listen to what the Lord said in Matthew chapter number 28, verse number 18. Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." Amen.
Amen.
There is the Great Commission. We can read it in several different places where he said, "Go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature." In Acts chapter number 1, we'll just look at that one also. In Acts chapter number 1, in verse number 8, he said, "Ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem," that was at home, "and all Judea, the surrounding areas, and in Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the earth." Several times he talks about preaching the gospel to the whole world. Now the Lord has enabled me, or allowed me, or blessed me to be able to travel some in my ministry. I've preached in almost every state in the United States. There's a few that I haven't been to, but I've been to most of them, several times, and I've got to go to a couple of other countries, and the Lord's allowed me to travel, but I have not been able to preach the gospel to the whole world. I don't know if one man could do that, Brother Lamar. I don't know if I could preach the gospel to the whole world. So how do you go into the whole world? How do you do that? This is what missions is all about. I'm going to make four statements this morning, and we're going to have an altar call. Just four simple little statements this morning about missions. Number one, here we go. Somebody's got to go.
Amen.
It's just that simple. Somebody has got to go.
Amen.
Somebody's got to have the unction of the Holy Spirit of God. Hey, it's a calling.
Right. Amen.
I told one fellow one day, and it made him mad. He's actually a friend of mine, and he's been on deputation as long as I've known. That's 20-some years. And he called me up and said, "Brother Eddie, we're on deputation going to sign." I said, "Well, he's on deputation for something else." the last time I talked to you. He said, well, the Lord's changed our heart. And I said, brother, you are a full-time deputation. You're not a full-time missionary. If you was actually going somewhere, I might support you. We got a little quiet right there. What I'm trying to say is somebody's got to go. And that thing takes a call. I know men who have even forsaken deputation and said, I've got to go. There is an urgent need. When God calls somebody, they're going to go. One way or the other, whether they find support or not, they're going to figure out a way, and they're going to get to the place that God has called them to. I'm going to say it again. Somebody's got to go. Even if it's a home mission like we have right here with the Victory Valley Rescue Ranch. Brother Jason came to our church a few years ago. He's an ex-drug dealer, an ex-drug user, and you don't have to be around him very long to figure that out. But Brother Jason, he was a big-time drug pusher in Paulding County, known by every judge and by every law officer and the sheriff. And, I mean, this guy, he was a bad dude, but the Lord turned his life around and trained him up and gave him a heart for people who had struggled just like he had with addiction. And we started our Reformers Unanimous. They meet here on Friday night. That's a home mission. But then Brother Jason came to me one day and he said, Brother Eddie, I got a burden. He said, I want to start a men's home. I said, well, hallelujah. And we started praying and we started looking. God just wouldn't open the door. And all of a sudden, Brother Jason's phone started ringing, and it was for women. Brother Jason called me back and he said, hey, we got to talk. He said, I think the Lord's changed this from instead of a men's home first, that we do a ladies' home first. That's right. Didn't neither one of us have a clue what we were doing, but we had some friends who do, and we saw, we looked out and reached out and got some advice and got some help, and by the hand of God, there's a ladies' home. I don't know how many's graduated. I don't know how many's been saved. I don't know how many's got their children's back. How many's got their husbands back. How many marriages have been put back together. I don't know how many, but it's amazing that somebody had to have faith enough and gumption enough to say, bless God, I'll do it. Isaiah said, here am I, send me.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to go. Could it be that God would call one of our young men, one of our young ladies?
Yeah.
Brother Freddie and I were talking about the other night. I know pastors who they're pretty dogmatic. They don't believe in supporting a female missionary. I think that's ludicrous. I believe God called women to the mission field just like He called men. Amen. There's people in Africa right now where Brother Warren was getting medical attention.
Yeah.
Teaching English, teaching classes, teaching them how to read and to write. I'm telling you, there is a need. Hey, wouldn't it be a blessing if we got to send somebody else out of here?
Amen.
The Lord allowed us to send Brother Caleb 5 years ago. This coming up summer, it'll be 6 years. He's been in Trinidad, Colorado. You said that's not far in missions. Go out there.
Yeah.
Leave everything you know. Walk away from every family member you have.
Yeah.
Walk away from an income.
Yes.
And just go to Trinidad, Colorado. You'll find out you're on the mission field.
All right.
Everybody's got to go. I've got a feeling in my heart, I got to go.
Hey.
Not to stay.
Oh. Yeah.
But I got a feeling mom's having a heart attack. My wife just had two. But I got a feeling I've got to go. Ever since Wednesday night when Brother Warren talked about his trip to Africa, I've never really had a desire. Somebody said, Brother Eddie, why don't you? Somebody said, called me on the phone one day, a preacher friend of mine, and said, look, I'll buy you a plane ticket. I'll pay for everything. I want you to go to Israel with me. And that's when all this stuff started over there. It was on. I said, I ain't going. Oh, but you got to go and walk where Jesus walked. I said, then He walks with me every day. I ain't going nowhere where they're killing people, man. I'm not going to stay right here. Man, these last few days I've had a desire in my heart.
Amen.
Amen.
Not a vacation.
Come on.
But a mission trip.
Amen.
Never talked to a preacher, Brother Lamar, that went on a foreign mission trip that came back and did not say it'll change your life.
Right.
Amen. Somebody's got to go. But just as sure as somebody's got to go, Somebody got stuck.
Amen.
Just as sure as somebody's got to go, somebody's got to stay.
Yes.
And that's probably the majority of us. We've got to stay. Do you know what it does for the heart of a missionary to know that his church is at home?
Amen.
In support of him.
That's right.
And his family, or her and her family. Don't you know that's a blessing to them? Somebody's got to stay by the stuff.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Will you stay? I talked to a missionary one time in a meeting. It was just last year. And he said, "Preacher, this is the first time I've been home." He was in, where did he tell me he was? Might have been Turkey. Way over there somewhere. The place where Christians ain't supposed to be, that's where he was. I think it was Turkey. He said, "This is the first time I've been home on furlough in 4 years." And tears began to roll down his face. He said, "Preacher, in my home church, and churches that love us and support us, I go back and visit those churches, and it's a whole different crowd." He said, "There's a few familiar faces, but in just 4 years, it's not the same people that was there before. The church may be full, but it's not the familiar faces. It's not the ones that were there 4 years ago." Listen, man, if we can't stay by the stuff in America where we have the freedom to preach and the freedom to worship, how are we going to expect them to stay by it in Cairo, Egypt, in Turkey, in Iraq, in these Islam nations? How are we going to expect them to stay? Hey, they need to know my family at home, my Christian brother and sister are staying by the stuff. That same missionary told me, he said, "Brother, since I got home, I have been blown away, not just at how many have quit, but how many have switched."
Right.
From what they used to preach and what they used to believe. He said, "I went back to supporting churches that send us money every month, and they no longer have a King James Bible."
Yeah.
Don't die on it. In other words, I go away for a little while and come back and everybody switch teams. Somebody's got to stay. And I want to say, by the grace of God, Brother Lamar, this place is going to be the same every time you come, every time you visit, every time you come back from a trip. We're still going to preach that book. We're still going to sing them hymns. We're not changing from the old time way of worshiping. We'll stay. We'll stay. When Brother Caleb comes home, I don't want him to come home and say, "What happened to my church?"
Right. Amen.
Good preaching, brother.
Some's got to go and some's got to stay. Thank God for those who stay.
Amen.
Thank God for those who have stayed by the stuff. My heroes have always been not just old preachers, but old Christians.
Yes.
And I don't mean that in a disrespectful kind of way. I'm talking about those gray hairs. Those with the slumped shoulders. Those who have become weak and feeble. But they're still the same as they were when I was a little boy. 50 years ago. They hadn't changed one little bit. I remember before Brother Charles Williams died, I stopped by the dry cleaners down here to pick up my dry cleaning. Brother Charles was in there. I walked in. He said, "You're just in time to pay my bill." I told the lady, "Yeah, I will."
Right.
Amen.
And we got to talking. Both of us, I mean, we're standing in the middle of the dry cleaners, laundromat. The place is full of people washing clothes. And me and Brother Charles, two grown men, standing there hugging and crying. And I said, "Brother Charles, I want to thank you for not changing, for staying the way you were when I was a little boy. I'm glad you're the same man today. And when they put him in the ground, he is still the same preacher that he always, hey, man, I want to stay by the stuff." Somebody's got to go. Somebody's got to stay. Now listen, you're going to like this one the least of any. Somebody's got to pay. Somebody's got to go. Somebody's got to stay. Somebody's got to pay.
Amen.
Right.
How many did we say? 430,000 families are depending on God's people for the very food they put in their mouth. Somebody said to me one day, said, "Well, some of those churches, they show those slides and videos and they got big crowds of people. Why can't they support them? They can't support themselves." Do you understand that? They're in third world countries. Not just third world countries, but they're in places like Trinidad, Colorado.
Yeah.
Where there ain't nothing to do.
Right.
The whole city's just about in poverty.
Right.
And sadly to say, if it wasn't for the legalization of marijuana, there'd sure enough be no money in that table. It's ridiculous.
Amen.
Brother Caleb and his wife and his little children, they depend on what God's people send them. Somebody said, isn't Caleb's church big enough to support him? No. Caleb's still paying the rent on the building out of his pocket. I'm saying somebody's got to pay.
Amen. Amen.
Brother Warren, you still about me. How much do you say you could support that kid for?
36
a month. $38 a month. That's food, education. I mean, I forgot what all. It's amazing.
Right.
Think about what you spend on cocoa.
Come on. Amen.
About what? Yeah, TV. Think about what you spend on TV. My wife and I were talking about it the other day. She said, you know how much we spend on TV? I wish I would have said no. I don't want to know. And then she told me. And I said, we're gonna cut that off. We're going to get us one of them fire sticks or whatever. We're gonna do something. You want to keep what we got? We're going to have to bootleg that. It's amazing what we spend on frivolous things. You'd be amazed. We have faith promise missions around here. We got some envelopes somewhere.
Amen.
In other words, instead of just writing our tithe check, what we give the church, we write an extra check. My wife and I write two extra ones. We give also to the Victory Valley Rescue Ranch, and we support that every month. Then we give to missions every month. And it never fails when we have a missions emphasis, and the Lord deals with my heart about increasing our giving. And He'll deal with my wife's heart too. And I'll say, I got a number in my mind. She said, I do too. And we'll agree on that amount. And we give that amount.
Amen.
Somebody said, what about weeks when you can't afford to? We can't afford not to.
Amen.
We've done figured this thing out. You can't out give God. And then every time somebody comes back, like Brother Lamar, and tells about all them people getting saved, hallelujah, me and my wife got a part in that. I didn't go to Egypt. Don't want to go to Egypt, but I had a part. And some of them preachers getting to go to a meeting and getting encouraged, amen, getting educated so they can preach the gospel. Hallelujah. Somebody's got faith.
Right.
Somebody's got faith. More on costumes for dogs than we spent on missions? Why somebody would dress like a dog? I've never figured that out. But anyway, somebody's got that. I wonder what you'd be. I wonder what you'd be. I bet you would if you had family in some of those places. I bet you'd be praying that somebody would send a missionary. You'd be praying that somebody would send a missionary. Brother Warren told this, I'll tell you how precious missionaries are in these foreign countries. In Africa. His brother and sister left for, was it 13 years? 11. They left for 11 years. Left their home over there. They came back. There was bad war. It was very dangerous for them to be there. And they came home. This little man lived in a shed behind their house, took care of their place. That's gone for 11 years, came back. He told this Wednesday, I told him again this morning. They came back after 11 years, and that man was still living in that shack, taking care of their place.
Amen.
They're almost worshipped. Not because they deserve to be worshipped, but people are just so thankful that God sent them there.
Amen.
And brought them the gospel.
Yes.
Yes.
In some countries, you can hand out one gospel tract, and that one gospel tract will lead to the saving of many. They'll share it with an entire village. One gospel tract that they throw on the ground in the parade here.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to pay. Thank God for America.
Amen.
Still sending out more missionaries, I reckon, than any other country.
Praise the Lord.
But do you know, one day, there was another country sent missionaries here.
That's right.
Yeah.
Amen. All right.
Sure, I'm thankful for that.
Thank God.
Somebody's got to go. Somebody's got to stay. Brother Freddie, I'll stay. I'll stay here and support him. I'll stay with Freddie for every role he's in. I'll stand here and preach. I'll stand here and do my best to be the same when they come home as they were, as we were before they left. I'll stay by this book. I'll stay by the stuff to do the best of my ability. Somebody's got to stay. Listen, somebody's got to pay. I'll do my best to do that. I'll do my best before any bill's paid. We'll write those checks.
That's right.
We'll write those checks. Some of you in a poorhouse because you don't.
Amen.
God's not going to let you keep.
Right.
Amen. You say, oh, there's some Baptist preacher harping on money. I rarely say anything about it. Rarely.
Amen.
Probably not enough. I probably should preach it more than what I do.
Amen.
But you'd be surprised how God would bless you. Listen, we don't give to get.
Right.
We don't, please don't think I'm saying that. We don't give just so we'll give. We get so we can give. God's giving to me. I'm going to give back to him. Amen. Somebody's got to go. Somebody's got to stay. Somebody's got to pay. Lastly, and here's something everybody can do. I don't care if you ain't got two pennies to your name. Somebody's got to pray.
Amen.
Every missionary that I know of, every missionary that comes through here, they all have one thing in common: a prayer call. Every one of them can give you my prayer call. I preach in churches all across this country and missionaries all the time. Brother Charles, would you take my prayer call?
Amen.
Brother, if you can't support us, please pray for us.
Yes.
Please pray for us. When's the last time, Brother Charles, maybe you can get copies of our list tonight and put out and we'll hand those out and pray for our missionaries. Or pray for them every single day.
Amen.
It's easy for me to pray for those we know personally. I don't have a hard time praying for Caleb. But those you don't know, those you don't see, those that are out of sight and out of mind.
Yeah.
It takes a little bit of discipline to make ourselves. I've fallen short. I've had to catch myself and say, hey, you ain't once prayed for a missionary. Somebody's got to pray.
Amen.
I'm telling you, it still works.
Amen.
It still works.
Yeah.
Brother Caleb's out there in Colorado. Had a hard time with that. What did he have? Appendicitis. There you go. Appendectomy. Is that what I say right?
Yes.
Had a hard time. Man, his mom ain't there. His family ain't there. Just his wife and kids. All he's got.
That's right.
Everybody's got a church at home. You can hit their face. Say, God, please be with Kevin.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Pray for him.
Amen.
Brother Warren's sister. They're subject to be in danger at any time. I'm talking about danger for their lives. And I'm glad we can pray for them.
Yeah.
Missionaries in China. And if they get caught doing what they're doing, they're in trouble. Man, I'm glad we can pray for them.
Amen.
I can't go because God's chosen for me to be here.
Amen.
This is what God called me to do. But I could pay. And even if I couldn't pay, I'd pray.
Maybe.
I'd pray. I thank God for the burden that the Lord's given Brother Lamar right now. I remember when I met Brother Lazarus years ago. And that's what got the heart of Brother Lamar stirred up. Brother Lazarus McKay. I met him. Y'all had the little Bible school there. Was it Monday nights? I believe it was. I came over. I think I talked to him or something. I came over there with Joey Meeks and I forget who else. But I came over and I met Brother Lazarus McKay. And I thought, my, what a man. What a vision. What a burden. I thank God. Without people like Lamar Rackley here going back and forth, I don't know if he can continue to do what he does. I tell you what I can do. Brother Lamar's my friend. If he called me tomorrow and said, I need such and such, I'll do whatever I could to help him. But I believe the greatest thing I can do for him is I'm praying for him. God used him. He resigned his church, walked away from his ministry, and gave his life full time to help those people over there. I thought, my, I don't know if I can do that. I don't know if I could. I'd like to know that I would if the Lord asked me to. I don't know. But I know this. I'm praying for him. And maybe God pray for him like I ought to. God let me stay here. Yeah. If I'll be the prayer warrior that he needs me to be, maybe God won't make me go. Amen. Amen. Thank God we have a missions program. Thank God we have good missionaries that are getting the job done. They're not just on vacation. Somebody jokingly, Brother TJ Kimmel. How many of you know Brother TJ? Brother TJ and Miss Krista Kimmel. They are missionaries. Well, they go all over now, but they started in Kingston, Jamaica. And somebody said, oh, they're just on vacation. Well, I wish you could read their prayer letter.
That's right.
That boy's getting it done.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, work, I mean, they work. They're going after for the Lord Jesus Christ. Just because it's a warm, beautiful climate. My wife and I have been there. It's not a vacation unless you're in a resort. You go to Mexico, Jamaica, any of those places, Dominican Republic, you get out of that resort, you're in a third world country. You're in poverty like you have never seen. We have no idea. And we can pray for those people. I can go on and on and on about things the Lord's allowed us to see. But somebody's got to go. Somebody's got to stay. Somebody's got to pay. And somebody's got to pray.
Amen.
Let's stand our feet this morning.